okay.
Hi, how are you?
It's the Rick Emerson Show. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Coming up in just a moment, we'll welcome to the Rick Emerson Show Jeff England from the Otis Cafe in the town currently known as Otis, Oregon. We're going to take a brief moment where we do absolutely nothing while I finish this cup of coffee.
Please listen to the hum.
It's no hum. There is no hum. It's a glorious worker's paradise. There is no hum. All right, there we go. Who's ready to do a radio program?
Me.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. Coming up later on, we got the City Desk. We will try with everything in us. I swear on all that is holy. We'll try to get to the top five. Dennis Pittsburgh is going to be here as well. What else haven't I gotten to? I've gotten to almost everything else. We got to the Weird Al song. I got to do the Enemy of the People. We may end up bumping that for tomorrow. Like us at 3. World famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. Before we go to the City Desk, let's welcome now, this is on line 6, thank you, to the Rick Emerson Show, Jeff England. Hi, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, doing all right.
How you are the owner of the Otis Cafe, is that right?
I am the... yes. I
didn't mean to throw you.
No, I didn't mean to throw you. The station there is that I own the name.
Yes.
And, recipes and equipment. I lease the building and the property.
So does someone else actually run? So you are just sort of a do you just sit at home and wait for those big fat Otis Cafe checks to come in? Is that kind of your deal?
I wish. No,
yes,
no.
Yes. Maybe
you ought to sell franchises.
Yeah, you should put an Otis Cafe on every corner, Jeff.
Hey, there you go.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So when you say you own the equipment and you say the recipes and the name, is that right?
I own the business,
yes.
Name,
yes,
and the equipment,
yes, and the recipes,
yes.
Now, what if I can ask you? You don't have to give them away because I'm sure it's a trade secret of some kind. What recipes? Now, are these original dishes you have created that the people have to pay you a royalty if they make a certain kind of a meal there at the Otis Cafe?
If somebody would want to take those home, yeah, there would probably be a royalty involved, but
okay.
that's not the situation that we're in. The recipes that I own, I purchased from the previous owner who purchased them from the previous owner before that. There actually goes back three
really?
Owners to, Jimmy Morgan, who created a lot of the recipes that are there.
Really? What is the dish that you are? So this goes back forever and ever and ever. These are handed down from one generation to another. What recipe would you say that the Otis Cafe is most known for? What is the dish that is you are famous for?
Probably the black molasses bread.
Black molasses bread.
Black molasses bread, which is back then was known as beach bread.
Beach bread. And is this just what it sounds like? Is this bread made with molasses?
Exactly, yes.
And it sounds like it'd be very sweet bread.
That's very rich, yes.
We're talking to Jeff England, owner of the Otis Cafe. Now we've been talking about Otis and the fact that how long has the town of Otis, Oregon been for sale, Jeff?
On and off for at least 5 years now.
And are you worried about that? Do you worry that one day some guy, some big fat cat's going to come in and just tell you to move on?
You know, I don't struggle with it too much because it has been on the market for quite a while.
Yes.
Penciling it out myself, it does not appear to be worth the asking price.
And so you believe that it's overvalued at the $2.4 million?
I do.
And so if you had to guess, I mean, just from your vantage point as someone who owns the Otis Cafe, what about where would you put the value of Otis, Oregon, Jeff?
Oh, man, I'd hate to... I hate to show my naivety.
Oh, that's okay. It's I don't know either. So you're certainly smarter than I am when it comes to this. I mean, if I asked you, if you had $1 million, and I said, I'll sell you Otis for $1 million, would you think that'd be fair?
With the fact that I own a business inside that property,
yeah,
probably so.
Is it true that the Otis Cafe? Are you the only restaurant there?
I'm the only restaurant. There's a Pronto Pup across the street where you can get...
A what?
A pronto pup is what they call it.
What is a pronto pup?
That is a also known as a corn dog.
Ah, I see. Now, is pronto pup, now, is that another, is that a, somebody owns that name? Is that the
correct, yeah.
Really? So, see, even if so, if I wanted to see that, so the, you
but,
never,
but they serve real meals at his cafe as opposed to...
The pronto pup sounds like a place I wouldn't want to go. I'm saying if I was going through Otis, I would certainly choose the Otis Cafe. The pronto pup sounds like a thing that may not be safe to eat.
I've eaten one before.
Do you have a heat? Are you and the pronto pup? Are you in competition with one another? Would you say there's an intense rivalry between you and the pronto pup?
No.
No. Is the pronto pup owner? Is he a good person?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm one can never tell. I mean, it's a pronto pup. It sounds like it could go either way there. You've kind of been running this, and then are you? You're just kind of, if the town gets sold and somebody comes in and they feel like they want to put something else there, are you just going to move on and open another cafe somewhere else? Or do you have, has the Otis Cafe been good to you?
No, definitely the Otis Cafe has been good to me. Yes. And yes, that potential is there. No. That, you know, if somebody came in and wanted to run their own restaurant, that's fine.
Excellent.
But you drop $2.4 million on a piece of property,
I doubt
you wanting to... run a restaurant.
It's so true.
They can keep you on as a consultant, I would imagine.
Exactly, because you sound like a man. You know how the town works. You know the. Let me ask you this: if people are coming through Otis, Oregon, which they should be, perhaps they're headed to Lincoln City or something. What would you, other than the black molasses bread, what would you recommend that they try, Jeff?
Definitely try our German potatoes. Let me preface that with the fact that everything we make there, we try and do from scratch.
Excellent.
So we've got our own bakery back in the back. We make our own breads, pies, cinnamon rolls, cookies, brownies.
Fantastic. What is your address for the Otis Cafe, sir?
The physical address would be 1259 Salmon River Highway, but
excellent.
You won't find it that way.
Ah, of course not.
There's no number on the building.
Okay.
We're on Highway 18.
Do you suggest reservations?
No, we do not take reservations. First come, first serve. And quite often in the summertime, we have standing room only.
Excellent. Well,
wait to get in.
It sounds like you're a place that's much beloved. Jeff England, owner of the Otis Cafe in Otis, Oregon. I'll tell you what, Jeff, thank you so much I know you're busy. Thank you for sparing some time for us. I'm going to put you on hold because our intern and phone screener, Scotty J, is going to talk to you. And I know that he himself wants to, and this is, believe me, I'm loyal to the Otis Cafe, but Scotty wants to try a pronto pup. So he's going to talk to you and get some information from you. Hold on. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. That's wait for Scotty to pick that up there.
Are there accommodations in that town, say, if honeymooners are there enjoying a meal, and where would they stay?
I don't believe there is a hotel in Otis. We should keep a list of renovations and things that we're going to have to change once the town becomes the glorious workers' paradise of Emersonia. Do you need reservations? Let's talk to Jared. Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
How can I help you today?
Hey, your picture's on the horns across the hospital.
Oh, yeah, we should say this. So you go to rickemerson.com. I forgot to mention that. Thank you.
No, I did. I checked them out. What I'm wondering is somehow I managed to miss. I managed to not be in or just be right next to every single picture you guys took.
Maybe you're actually dead and you don't show up on film.
Well, I'm the one that was standing on the railing that made the cops run out because they thought I was going to jump off.
Oh, yeah. That's what we want, is photographic evidence that somebody nearly jumped from the bridge during a CBS radio promotion. I'm going to put that photograph. Aaron, put that in our... I'm going to send that to Les Moonves.
Hey, right now I'm applying for citizenship in Emersonia because this place is mad. You know what? Since I've been here to Portland, the reason why the thing about the tram is because this town is just full of whiners. I don't understand why everybody complains about everything.
Where are you from? Where are you from, sir?
I'm from California originally.
No, you don't say. No.
I've lived in more than a few places.
I'm with you, sir. I am from the Northwest, but I will say that there is a large crybaby faction here in the city of Rochester.
I'm too busy working to have time to complain about every little thing that they decide to put up in this town.
Well, you know, you gotta do something while you're waiting for your dad's trust fund to kick in for you. You know what I mean?
I understand. Hey, you have the greatest job in the world.
I agree. On that, you and I can agree, my friend.
Hey, we love you. Keep it up, man.
All right. Thank you, Jared.
Yes,
sir. All right,
sir.
There you go. Thanks. All right. Pronto pups.
I did not see a sign for pronto pups.
I think he's
through town.
I don't know. I think maybe he's driven the pronto pup guy out of business. Sounds like it's.
I did see hanging baskets.
Some roofless. This is their notice. All right.
Shows up on Google.
Does it really? Scotty's saying, no, it's true. We need to call. Well, tomorrow. We'll call the Pronto Pup guy tomorrow. Okay. All right. It's 2:15. Here's what we've got to get done. We got Dennis Pitzenbarger, who's here. We've got the top five. We've got the City Desk. I say we do the City Desk, break, bring in Dennis. If we get to the top five, great. If not, we'll do it tomorrow. How does everybody feel about that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Okay. Well, let me just read this email, though, quickly. Rick, you'll laugh about golden statues, but in Turkmenistan's capital, there's a robotically articulated golden statue of their dictator for life that moves with the sun's path, raising and lowering its arms, so it appears as if the statue is always holding the sun. Fantastic. I don't know when I get Mike Everhart building one of those. Here's Tim Riley at the City Desk. He is your personal savior, by the way.
From higher top to bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News. Meet Tim Riley reporting. Okay, if you want to buy a town or a house, listen up, because this could happen to you. A would-be home buyer with less than a dollar in her bank account has been sentenced up to 2 years in prison for using fake documents to get a mortgage for $328,000 on a home. Wendy Jean Francois, who's 45, was also sentenced to 5 years probation and ordered to pay $63,000 in restitution. Prosecutors say Jean had 97 cents in her bank account when she sat down October 5th at a settlement table at a mortgage title firm. She used two checks totaling $63,000 and a letter vouching for them, reportedly from a Wachovia bank manager, to get the keys to her home. The checks turned out to be counterfeit and the letter forged. Apparently, the judge said she came up with the scheme after the home that she was renting was sold, and she was told she had 15 days to find a new place to live. She said, I got nervous. I'm sorry for what I did.
Let me ask you this, Tim Riley.
Yes.
You have realty knowledge.
I
so do. If I was to buy Otis, it's $2.4 million. What kind of earnest money do I have to put down there, would you think?
Okay, so first of all, you're going to pay 4% in closing costs.
Yes.
And probably for earnest money, maybe 1% to 2%.
So that's about $100,000 in closing costs. And then how much in earnest money? 2%?
Maybe 2%.
So that's that's not a lot, actually. 2% of $2.4 million is probably only about $60,000. And then I wonder if there's some sort of, like, a what sort of payment structure and so forth.
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to have those buildings inspected, and you have to pay for that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. $300 to $500 per building.
All right.
And then if you don't go through a bank, go through a regular mortgage company, they'll charge you 1.5% of your mortgage to get that loan. Mm. So there are a lot of hidden... Well, actually, by law, they have to give you all the costs up front before any of this happens.
Well, no,
so you have to have some money to start. You can't buy things for nothing.
Jason sounded like a straight shooter, though. He sounded like a guy who was above board with me. All right. Okay, well, there you go. Rick, stop confusing the Otis Cafe guy. Just ask him if he wears an onion on his belt. Thank you. Todd the corpse. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, let's go to that South Philadelphia cheesesteak landmark, which continues to be defiant over a sign calling for people to speak in English. Joey Bento, who owns this joint...
Of course, it's a guy named Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Says,
this is America. When ordering, speak English.
People say, well, there's a lot of people that can't read them signs. Well, if they can't read it, it shouldn't offend them. How's it offend them then? I mean, so I don't understand what the comment. Nobody's ever been refused service.
Okay, there really is a sort of ironclad, weird, circular logic to that, though.
Joey...
No, that's, I mean, really?
He's not being rude about it. He's just
being a...
Factual.
He's just being from Philly. That's how they are.
You don't know English? How can the sign offend you?
It really is true. No, I swear to God. Now, this sounds like a kooky radio anecdote.
It is.
But, no, this is just not
as... Serious news content.
No, this is... No, I'm telling you right now, this sounds like a made-up story, but it's not. And I forget exactly how it happened. But when I was a morning DJ, I forget why... Oh, you know what it is? I used to get calls here. I remember what it was. I used to get calls on the request line, and I would answer them, and
you
it was that
never
weird.
Answer the request line.
It was that weird, not TTYL. That's talk to you later. It's the whatever it is. That tone thing that deaf people use when they call in. You know what I'm talking about? You all are in radio. You've.
I think it's called the TTY. Isn't
I do. I do think it's.
But
called
yeah, you
TTY.
Answer it, and it's a whole lot of like, and it's like a weird faxing noise, and it's like some, and if they have a like deaf people have a thing where they type. And then, like, it speaks to you, and then, like, you speak back, and somebody trans... Whatever it is. It's like a beeping thing that deaf people... And it's the longest point. Anyway, but it's like I kept answering it, and it kept beeping, and I was making fun of whoever it is. And I found out it was a deaf person, and I made some deaf joke, you know, blah, 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 because it's, you know, it's what you do when you're a morning DJ. And I made fun of those who were different. And then... But I swear to God, my program director came in and yelled at me, and he used the following phrase. He said, I'm quoting now, "You are alienating all of our deaf listeners." He said it, and then it just sort of hung there in the air like a rancid shroud for a few moments, and then he just sort of bowed his head and walked away. There you go. I swear to God it's true.
Meanwhile, Joey says he will defy any demand to remove the sign.
And everybody says, do not take that sign down. You're saying what the American people want.
Do not tip delivery boy. I'm sorry. That's a little Futurama joke there. All right, there you go. That's Joey in Philly and so forth.
Security screeners at Tallahassee's airport thought they discovered a homemade bomb. They ordered a shutdown and a three-hour evacuation. The bag was removed from the terminal and a robot opened it to disclose the contents. Well, instead of a bomb, the suspicious package turned out to be a
vibrator.
Food writer's bag containing recording information, honey, an oyster shell, and seasoning rub.
And an onion on our belt, which was the style at the time. All right, let's do one more and then we'll break here.
A woman woke up over the weekend to find a man she didn't know climbing into her bed in Sheridan, Wyoming. Eva Olson, who's 40, said she felt her bed move and heard the man saying, I'd like to talk.
Oh, that's creepy. That's even creepier than, like, I have a gun, do what I say.
Well, it turned out to be William O'Dell, who's also Sheridan, so she must have known how big Sheridan, Wyoming, be. But the woman allegedly told police, oh, he knew Olson because she was a bartender.
Of course.
He just stopped by her house to visit. When he was asked to leave, he was then shown the door and left without incident. He smelled heavily of alcohol and was jailed and charged with criminal entry.
You'd have to be drunk.
Another glorious day in the Bible Belt. Let's break now, shall we? All right, take a break here. We'll come back with Dennis Pitzenbarger from the Portland Tribune. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues after this. Here's the Ramones. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Thank you for coming by. Like issue 3, about 36 minutes from now, world famous Phil Henry Show at 7. Coming up tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, Andrew Green and Christopher Morris from Nicodemus. And you know Andrew Green as the drummer for the Bigger Than Jesus house band for Emerson Starship. And you know Chris Morris as the musical director for the Bigger Than Jesus band. So those guys are going to be playing a show at the Hawthorne Theater next. No, it's Thursday. Is it? Talking to a room full of people. Thursday, I think. I got nothing. We'll find out tomorrow. Coming up Thursday, Jen Lane will be here. Friday, Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio. FilmFeverRadio.com. Tomorrow, we're going to try to talk to the Pronto Pup guy. So it's really going to be the best week ever. I mean, you got to cancel whatever it is you're doing. Let's welcome... let me get the song ready here. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson...
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Jesus. Let's welcome... Thank you.
Starbucks.
All right, there you go. Sir, Dennis Pitzenbarger with the Portland Tribune. How are you, sir? Well, it's been almost a day since I played this.
I actually like the other one better. I'd rather just do the big...
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Ah, yes.
The best part is at the end, you can hear just the beginning of the I-I-I sound right there.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Right there. You just hear the ramping up.
Yeah, I can't do
that. Okay, never do that again.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
The hell was that?
Riley turns his microphone, his headphones up. Yeah, that guy.
He's deaf.
Obviously.
Him and Clyde. You can always tell when you come into club because the headphones are like scorched because, all right. How's life? How are things?
Life is good.
What are you driving?
I'm actually driving a BMW.
Do you ever worry when you say these things, people are going to be laying for you outside with a wrench?
No, that's okay. I'll get it.
Bam, back of the head.
No. If you'd like to steal it, I'll just give you the keys.
You heard it here, kids. Dennis Pitzenbarger. We're at 222 Southwest Columbia, downtown Portland, Oregon. He'll be leaving the Coin Building around 3:05 today.
And I'm parked somewhere on 4th.
Wearing a blue striped shirt.
That's me.
Okay.
Come by. It's free. No, it was the BMW M6. I actually am writing the article for this Friday's coming paper. And I actually had an opportunity to drive it at Road America, which was just an incredible experience.
Is that where you get to go like 180 miles an hour?
Yeah, I actually, somehow I got paid.
Such a bastard.
I got paid to drive a $120,000 BMW with 500 horsepower at 150 plus miles an hour in the rain. And if that doesn't make you pucker up half a leather seat, I don't know
let
what
me,
will.
Let me ask you this. All the kids today are talking about the drifting. What do you know about the drifting?
I could tell you this.
The young people are all with it.
Well, it comes from the Fast and the Furious thing. That's where it's coming to this.
It's the third Fast and Furious 3, Tokyo Drift.
Oh, yes. And
never do that again. Did you really just do that?
Oh, yes.
Are you channeling Don Rickles?
I must be. I would insult you for your lineage of history.
Is that your, like, stock Tokyo sound? Wait, hold on. There you go. Any excuse. All right.
You have girlfriend Tokyo?
Why are you doing that? This is not a library. You pay, you go. All right, now we're all going to hell at the same time. All right, tell me about drifting.
The art of drifting has actually been around for quite a while, and there's actually a series for it, the whole nine yards. It is the act of drifting a car sideways through an obstacle course. And the problem...
Isn't that just skidding?
Yeah, I mean, I did it. We called it power sliding. I mean, it's people been doing it on racetracks, dirt racetracks, for years and years, around the corners, drift cars, blah, blah, blah. Not drift cars, excuse me, but quarter midgets and so on. But the thing that's made it...
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, okay.
Quarter
here's
midget?
A little tiny race car.
Do they sell that at the Pronto Pup place?
They do, and it comes with a horn. The clown suit, though, is extra. No. The thing about... The thing that actually drives me nuts about Tokyo Drift and the Fast and the Furious, the third movie, is now I will never, for the next 8 months, don't park your car anywhere near a corner.
There's got to be some guy coming around it. Wham!
Oh, yeah.
You get Dylan.
Every crazy kid. Oh, yeah. Sarah Dillon. Every crazy drunk kid in a Honda with a fart pipe and a picnic bench wing on the back is...
What are you talking about? Are you making up words
now? That's what I call... You know, the giant chrome muffler that hangs on the...
Oh, the spoiler.
Yeah, the spoiler. And then down the road, and it doesn't make anything but noise, and it doesn't go fast.
It's on drugs.
You know what I'm talking about.
Kristen, do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Down with the young people.
It's those huge mufflers that just sound horrible.
All right.
Exactly. So
those are those guys driving down my street and waking me up.
Yeah.
Kids walking off my lawn.
Yeah. Your remix of, you know, like a Limp Bizkit.
Sounds like a gas-powered scooter.
Totally. Yeah.
Hit right on the head of the nail.
Scotty, are we getting... Hey, Scotty, can you be here for a second? I need to get a...
Johnny J, if you can please come to the... I'm a voodoo child. If you can come here, please to enter the studio. Is it loud?
I don't believe that hand is going to stop the decibels.
You guys putting your hand in front of the bullhorn, does it?
Are we set on the Pronto Pup guy for tomorrow? What time?
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Pronto Pup guy tomorrow. Okay, but here's... So we've got the Pronto Pup guy tomorrow, but more importantly, we've got Casey now. Casey, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick. What's going on, man?
What do you got, brother?
Well, my buddies and I are some of the ones that host actual track days and track events out at PIR, where you can actually come out and drift legally in a big parking lot, so not to do it on the street and hit Dennis or BMW.
Are you going to die if you do that, though?
No. These guys,
it's
I've been...
safe, sanctioned. We have helmets. Uh-huh. I mean, there's strict rules that... You know, you can't use your bungee cord for a battery strap, and
right.
I mean, everything's got to be attached and not leaking. And I got to be honest, there's some really skilled drivers around Portland, and you know, Beaverton area, whatever, that can really hold their own with it.
I will give this guy credit.
I understand here. I'm just taking up space at this point because I have no idea. So this is you. Let me understand this. So the drifting is when you're driving in a car very fast. A turn comes up, and you don't quite turn enough, and you skid sideways.
Well, yeah, actually,
let's put it this way: it's better if you're in a rear-wheel drive car.
Sure.
E-braking in your Focus, and I've seen you around town, Rick.
Thank you.
Doesn't quite cut it.
Okay.
Most of the guys that are doing it for real are in rear-wheel drive cars. I myself have one.
Okay.
I've been known to do it. I'm apologizing to anyone out there. I'm sorry on Hawthorne if you see a little car running around here, kind of sideways around the corner in the rain. I'm sorry, but you know it. For the most part, we do it all on the tracks, or we have places that we go away from town, away from people, late at night.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Nobody.
The man,
no,
of course.
I
wouldn't want to alert the man.
I wouldn't advocate doing it on the street. Do it legally. Do it at PIR.
Especially now with the movie coming out. Everyone that I know who has a drift car, per se, is keeping it undercover for the next 6 months.
Because the man is going to be out looking to bust
it. They're going to cash in on the Fast and Furious tax.
This is the time to be selling.
Every car is going to go up to like $8,000 or better.
I was going to say, this is the time to be selling that car. It's a seller's market. All right, thank you, Casey.
No, I'm all for it. I advocate having fun, but it should be fun. Back to the BMW is a better story.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Because this is what I'm always curious about. This BMW, what one feature does this BMW have that would make the average guy in a car green with envy? Ian drove the car one time that had that refrigerator in the back seat that held wine. What feature does this car have that would make someone want to kill themselves?
This is there's a lot of things. It was so far over your head. It's got a V10, the motor. 10 cylinders in a V that revs to almost 9,000 RPMs, 500 horsepower.
How do they even determine how many horsepower it is? That seems like a made-up figure.
Well,
how would you really know?
You don't.
That's like when they say that a flashlight is like 5,000 candle power. There's no way to determine. It's made up.
There could be a guy in a place somewhere with a lot of time on his hand and a lighter.
Oh, damn, we still got to get those Curtis Salgado tickets away.
Isn't he sick?
Yeah, he's got liver cancer.
I read that.
Yeah, that's bad. You gonna make a joke, huh? Gonna be insensitive? Gonna crack wise?
No, I was trying to be serious.
No, it's true. They're doing a. I don't know if tickets are still available for this. We got one pair left. The concert for Curtis happening tonight at the Rose Garden, featuring quote Everclear, end quote, Robert Cray, Steve Miller. Curtis Salgado, who's most people know him because he was the inspiration for Juliet Jake in the Blues Brothers, for John Belushi's character. He's from the Northwest. He's a blues musician. He's got liver cancer. So they're going to be doing a concert to him tonight. And we got one pair of tickets left. Now, here's the thing. We have this mystery sound. Now, again, I want to note, just publicly and for the record, people are already calling. For the love of God. But people... It was not intended to be a difficult contest. This mystery sound was not supposed to be this hard. And I also want to note that I am fully aware. I have given the appropriate credit and props to the Donna Mike Show. And I was a big fan of the Donna Mike Show. I used to precede those guys when we were over at Entercom. Because Donna Mike do a thing where it's identify a mystery sound. Now, it was not like I wanted to rip off the mystery sound contest that I went and found a sound. It's just that I happened to find this great sound. And I wanted to make a contest out of it. So I do, I gotta give credit to those guys because they kind of been doing that contest for years. But I thought the first person to hear the sound would get it. I thought that I'd play the sound, everybody would be like, I know what that is. But it didn't turn out to be the case. So we're gonna give another crack. Here I got some complaints that people couldn't hear the sound appropriately, over the phone. So here's what
this thing's been dragging on for like a week now, hasn't it?
Yeah, no. Do you know what the sound is?
You know what? Every single time it's come on, I have either had to step out of my car, step into my office, I have never heard
it
before.
I'm gonna turn the screen.
I can't see that far.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna play the sound. We're gonna go to a break. We'll come back. We'll start with caller number 5, Scotty. We will start with caller number 5. If you can spot the mystery sound, you score yourself a pair of tickets to the concert for Curtis, the Curtis Salgado benefit concert, which happens tonight. It's going to be a good time. Here is the mystery sound. All right, there you go. That is the mystery sound, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back. Caller number 5, if you can identify that sound, for the love of sweet Jehovah, you will win yourself a pair of tickets to the concert for Curtis tonight. 503-733-2970 here with Dennis Pitsenbauger for the Portland Tribune. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues on AM 970, Solid State Radio. When I see the price of you, babe, I don't want to grow up. I don't even want to... A station's really loud. Hi, we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Like is the 3 world famous Phil Henry Show at 7. Rick, this email says, this guy's sending me a Horns Across the Hawthorne. Go to rickemerson.com. The official Horns Across the Hawthorne photo is up, baby. Jason Crump took that.
That was the best damn photo ever.
Great, isn't that epic? I told him, I'm like, there's going to be a million photos taken on the bridge. I'm like, I want scale, scope, depth, epic size. Jason Crum from Vantage Twin Photography took that. Great, great photo. Check it out at rickemerson.com. By the way, the sound clips from the first annual Rick Emerson Dungeons & Dragons Invitational are up there, too. You can go to the AV Geek section here. Anyway, you guys sent me a photograph, and he says, by the way, P.S., what the hell is up with all the hot 970 staff girls? Son of a bitch, he says. It would be inappropriate for me to comment on that. Rick. You're giving away tickets for a benefit. How much chemo will free tickets buy?
Oh, that's a Z. Come on.
There you go. That's a little thing. Where's my Z? Where's the... There you go. Thank you. All right. Rick, I know the sound. It is you adjusting your toupee. Okay. Thank you. That's, and then he signs it, with all respect. All right. We've got the mystery sound here. For the Curtis Salgado concert for Curtis tonight.
And obviously, I can't believe how off I was in my guess off air.
All right, so let me play this one more time. Let's play the short one here. All right, there you go. It's just a hi, Rick Emerson show. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rick.
Hi, Rick. Okay, can you identify the mystery sound?
I've got a number of guesses. Can I give them all if I'm wrong? Or?
Okay. How were we doing this the other day? Were we letting people get all the way to the end of that Starbucks?
It was the Tower of Mochas we were letting
Oh, before the knee-deep in the mocha
yes.
line. All right, okay.
We built this Starbucks.
Can you drop that a little bit there? All right. What
we built this
guess, sir.
Is it a skate key?
A skate key? A
skate key, like, you know, the old skates you...
No, it is not.
All right. Winding up a grandfather clock.
No.
A manual can opener.
No. Dumbest contest. No.
A kaleidoscope.
No. That doesn't even make any sense.
You know, when you twist it and you try to see the different things in it, you know.
No, nor is it a spirograph, sir.
Okay. How about a propeller on a beanie cap?
Are you serious?
I probably am high. But
no.
No, I...
You got like 4 seconds.
Ah. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay, well, moving on then. Thank you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
This is Rick.
Hi,
a different Rick.
I swear, did we just talk to you?
No.
Okay.
Somebody came on and said, I said Rick, and they said Rick, and then they were gone.
For the love of...
So anyway, I think it's somebody's kicking something into the blades of a fan or into the spokes of a spinning bicycle tire.
Now, see, now the into the blade of a fan would not be a good guess, because that's like two sounds. No, it's not the bicycle thing with the cards and the bicycle, the spoke. That's a good guess. It's not that. It is not that. But okay, keep okay. You got like
then it cannot possibly be anything. It's synthesized.
It cannot possibly. You're right. It's nothing, sir.
Sound from another world.
Scotty, these calls, in what order should... thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you for calling. Okay, there you go. Take two. Okay, I want to make sure I'm being fair and getting these in the right order. Where the hell is my...
One big fiesta.
No, goddamn it.
Aliens and homosexuals.
Jesus Christ. Hi, Rick. Let me... Dennis, hum something. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi. What?
Keep humming.
Oh, sorry.
Who is this?
Yeah!
Okay, I swear to God, that's not a hum.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
What's that? Okay, everyone stop. Everyone stop now.
Rick?
Shh. Just going to take a minute. We're going to reset. Just trying to pretend like we're a professional radio program. Hello, sir, who is this?
Doug.
Okay, what? Hello?
Hello?
Is it raining where you are? What is your name, sir?
Doug?
Ted, how can I help? Okay, wait, hold on, where's the... Okay, what do you... Keep guessing. So what is your guess? Hello?
Hello.
Do you want to talk to Tom?
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk to Tom?
Okay. No.
Okay. Hey, Ted, hold on just a second, can you?
I didn't say Tom, I said Doug.
Yeah, all right, hold that thought. Is it... All right, there you go. Gone. All right. All right, Scotty, what?
Were you waiting to talk to Rick?
All right. Oh, you want to talk to Rick? All right, hold on. Let's start over again. All right, hold on.
Deep breath.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
This is John.
Okay.
It's Big Wheel.
No, I didn't even get a chance to start the... Thank you. I think, what does a stroke feel like? No, it is, No, okay, keep going. Keep guessing, sir.
That was my only guess. Sorry.
That's okay. Now, thank you for playing, John. All right.
Is the other guy still on the phone?
No, I hung up on him.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All right, let's keep guessing. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Don.
Don, do you know the mystery sound?
It's the sound of the life game wheel that you spin to tell you how many spaces to go.
No, sadly, that is not the...
Darn. Hey, you guys have lost all control. It's funnier than hell.
Thank you, sir.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Glad we can amuse.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
This is Tim.
Hi, Tim. Have you got? Do you know what the mystery sound is?
Is it a rotary phone?
Hey, it is not a rotary phone.
Okay, thanks.
No. Okay, there you go. Hi. People are just guessing once now and leaving. They don't even. It's like their ego is so. If I can't get it the first time.
They're beaten
down. It's seriously. I've broken the audience. Hello. Who is this?
Hi, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Do you know what the mystery sound is?
I'd like to guess it's a Rock'em Sock'em robot.
It is not a Rock'em. That's a good guess, though.
I know.
It is not a Rock'em, but it's wrong.
It's, thanks.
Thank you, sir. What the hell? You had the chorus. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Do you know what the mystery sound is?
Maybe.
Okay, guess, sir.
Is it the little doorknob thing at the bottom of the door that you flick and it makes that noise?
Oh, the doorstop.
Yeah.
That's a great guess. No.
It's not? Okay, bye.
No. Okay, bye.
Nobody wants to guess twice.
This is like taking one drink of the milk and then throwing it away. No one wants to guess twice. I'm just going to let this up. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
This is George from Wilsonville.
Oh, George. Okay,
it's
hi.
It's a Hot Wheels launching device.
No. No, it's not. It's really not. But that's another good guess. People are getting more creative. Here's what's happening now. People are coming up with lots of things that it feasibly could be. But
it's
you're,
a start.
It's a start, but, you know, you're wrong. Okay, thank you. Bye now. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
This is Tim.
Hi, Tim. What do you got, brother? What's your guess?
My guess was the doorknob thing, or the doorstop, so I guess I'm out of guesses. Either that or it's a bingo wheel spinning around, a prize wheel.
No, no, that's another good guess. This could feasibly be that, but regrettably for you, it is not, sir. All right, but
that's
thank you. It's a good guess.
I even thought my guess was pretty good with the comb.
All right, no,
but
no.
But you told me it was wrong.
No, yeah, Dennis just guessed what it was, a comb on the edge of a table or something?
Yeah, like, remember the old combs you had in your pocket?
Yeah, but I said you'd have to be over the age of 30, and you're like, I know, a comb!
Well, who carries a damn comb? Remember you used to smack the other, you know, in the...
Kristen, you carry a comb, probably, or some sort of hair utensil?
Yeah.
You're like 23.
Brush.
Yeah, kids have hair today, Dennis.
Oh, sorry. Well,
hair is definitely in style.
On MySpace, they talk about hair.
Oh.
All right, okay.
They had that in the 80s, too.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. All right,
amazing.
Okay. Scotty, come here for a second.
Oh.
Ask it.
Wait, hold on. Scotty, do you have it?
Hold on, just one. Let me turn this off. All right. What?
We had a winner. A guy called in. He goes, is it this? And I said, I don't know. Hang on for a second. And that was that
one. Hold on. So what are you saying? A guy called in and knew it off the air?
Yeah, that's right. A guy called in, and I said, he told me what it was.
Because Scotty is pre-screening some of these calls. He's saying, some of them were taking live, but some of them pre-. So a guy called in, and he said, oh, I know, it's blank.
Yeah, and I
and you put him
fell
on hold.
Over in my seat,
okay,
number one.
So somebody did guess it, and then you put him on hold. Did I take him on the air?
I thought it was that John guy, but it wasn't.
But John was the guy, he guessed like a big wheel.
Right.
But are you saying that when you answer the phone, he said something different?
That's what I think.
So he guessed one thing off the air when he first...
Oh, and then he doubted himself.
So that's the thing is, between the time that you answered and he went on the air, he changed his mind and he had it right to begin with.
Then he gave up. That's so sad.
Where is your God now? All right, so...
That's right. So, I mean, I literally almost fell over.
All right, so what are we going to do with these tickets to give away then?
Well, we're just going to have to move on.
No, but is this...
We're going to have to move on. So.
Okay, but now, but I swear to God, is this true?
Yes.
You can say it.
No.
You can say this right here.
Well,
he doesn't want to feel the wrath of the audience.
Is this true what it says on the screen?
Our promotions department, I gave it away at the last second.
Did they just call...
They just did.
Here's what it says. I know Scotty doesn't want to say this. He's still unclear about the laissez-faire rule of the rules of this radio show. So here's what Scotty typed on the screen. Rick, be careful. We actually don't have any tickets to give away.
Now, listen, it's because they tried to get a hold of us just recently to let us know, but since we're on the air...
So this whole time we've been trying to do the mystery, we don't even have any tickets to give
that's
away.
That's right, because they don't know the mystery sound anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
That's just...
Thank you, Scotty. You may go.
Oh.
I've never been that close to Scotty.
Where is he?
He looks a lot different without the glasses and the sombrero.
What's coming up in the Portland Tribune? Let's never mention this contest.
Okay. My review of the BMW M6. Just a fabulous car. Took it to Road America. Had more fun in that thing at 150 plus miles an hour than you can possibly imagine. Okay. And by the way, when you're surfing the Rick Emerson website, there's a little square with the word fuel in it. Just go to that and check it out. And we got all kinds of automotive news and automotive entertainment for your dollar.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Thank
that
you
was
to
weak.
Dennis Pitchenbarger. We also want to thank senior radio correspondents Jim Roop and Lisa Goddard. Rick Emerson show produced today by the lovely and talented Kristen Bowie. And for the vacationing Sarah Dillon in the newsroom, it is Tim Riley. And on the phone today, Scotty J. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to the owner of Pronto Pups. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. See you in 21 hours. Like us next, followed by the world famous Phil Henry Show. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.